Estevan. The Estevan Steelhouse U18 AAA Bears had a win and an overtime loss this weekend at home against the Moose Jaw Warriors, one of the teams the Bears are chasing for a playoff spot in the Saskatchewan Male AAA Hockey League. The weekend started with a 5-2 victory over Moose Jaw on Saturday. Estevan came out firing, as Blaze Gutsky, Josh Heisted and Tristan Gross scored for the Bears in the first period. After Moose Jaw scored once late in the first and another early in the third, Cole Keane scored twice in the final 4 minutes of the game to put the contest away. Caden Perron stopped 29 shots for the victory. It appeared the Bears would go 2-0 on the weekend, as they led 4-1 midway through the second period Sunday. Josh Heisted and Keane scored in the first, and Gutsky and Tegan Semchishin had goals in the second. But 3 goals in 6 minutes by the Warriors tied the game. After a scoreless third, Liam Fitzpatrick, the brother of former Estevan Bruin Kalen Fitzpatrick, scored his second of the game midway through overtime. Perron made 27 saves. Estevan, 7-1-4-5, sits 10th in the league with 19 points, 4 behind the Warriors for the final playoff spot. The Estevan Apex U18 AA Bruins picked up 2 more wins in league play. The first was a 6-1 victory over the Lumsden Bethune Lions on Friday. Spencer Copeland scored twice in the first period, and Carter Beck, Emmett McCarthy, Riker Matheson and Kobe Wada also scored for Estevan. Keegan Carley made 22 saves to pick up the win in goal. Then they edged the Swift Current Broncos 4-3 on Saturday. Lucas Campbell's goal midway through the third was the winner for Estevan. Matheson scored twice and Wada also scored. Ty Fehrenbach made 23 saves to earn the win. The U18 AAs, the 2nd of March 17, have 2 games remaining before Christmas. They will host Weyburn on December 22 at 7:45 p.m. in Carnduff, and visit the Regina Rangers the following night. The Estevan TS and MU15 AA Bruins split their weekend games, winning 7-3 over the Melville Millionaires on Saturday but losing 9-2 to the Regina Monarchs on Sunday. Gunnar Moore and Nathan Gardiner each scored twice and added 3 assists for Estevan against Melville. Porter Crossman, Austin Merkley and Cameron Milbrandt were the other scorers. Jackson Kachinka stopped 13 shots. The following day, the Monarchs scored 6 times in the first period for a commanding 6-0 lead. Moore had both goals for Estevan. Kachinka stopped 44 of 53 shots he faced. Estevan was scheduled to visit the Regina Aces on December 20 in their final game before the Christmas break. Results not available at press time. The Estevan Meter U13 AA Bruins fell 6-5 to the Weyburn Wings on December 13 in Weyburn. Estevan had a 5-3 lead on 2 goals by Owen Light and markers by Caleb Crossman, Mason Schmidt and Cooper Hale. But the Wings scored twice before the period was out to tie and added another in the third. Easton Pushy made 35 saves for Estevan. Estevan was slated to host the Wings on December 20. Results not available at press time. The Estevan Ironhorse Energy U11 AA Bruins scored 9 times in the first period to crush the Weyburn Wings 15-2 on December 13 in Estevan. Ethan Phillips finished with 6 goals and 3 assists for a 9-point game. Penn Tightlandsvik had 4 goals and Undine Barlow scored twice. Nash Cameron, Braylon Henry and Peyton Molstad had single markers. Ty Blackburn was in goal for the victory. The Bruins will play 3 games in 3 nights before the Christmas break, as they will visit Weyburn on December 21, play Moosomin in Arcola on December 22 at 6:45 p.m., and host Moosomin on December 23 at 10 a.m. at Affinity Place.